Good afternoon. I'd like to call Congress back to order. The time is 3:24. Roll call, please.
Congressman Potts.
Present.
Congresswoman Rebard.
Here.
Congresswoman Shaw.
Present.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Congressman Tillman. Congressman Tillman. Congressman Walker.
Here.
Congressman Big Horse.
Here.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Present.
Congressman Keene.
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Present.
Congressman Maker.
Here.
Speaker Pratt.
Present.
Assistant Chief Redcorn.
Present.
Okay. We have a quorum. Reports of select committees. Congresswoman Goodfox.
Thank you, Speaker. The Rules, Ethics, and Engrossment Committee met regarding Bill Number ONCA 2182, an act to appropriate non-tribal funds to the judicial branch of the Osage Nation in the amount of $286,924, and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Rebard. The final committee action was due pass as properly engrossed with yes votes from Goodfox, Keene, and Big Horse. We also met regarding Bill Number ONCA 2173, an act to authorize and appropriate the amount of $161,378,898 of non-tribal funds of the executive to the executive branch for fiscal year 2021, and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Rebard. The final committee action was due pass as properly engrossed with yes votes from Goodfox, Keene, and Big Horse.
Thank you, Congresswoman.
Thank you.
We are now on third reading. ONCA 2173, an act to authorize and appropriate the amounts of $161,378,898 of non-tribal funds to the executive of the executive branch for fiscal year 2021 to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Second Speaker Rebard. How do you wish to proceed?
Close.
Okay, thank you. Is there anyone else who would like to speak for or against ONCA 2173?
Speaker, this is Stabler.
Congresswoman Stabler, you have the floor.
Thank you. I just want to make a couple of comments about this particular bill. We have, of course, all been receiving calls. We understand there was some concern from employees about this bill. I just wanted to say that even though it took us days to get through it and days to make the proper reconciliations and the corrections to it, I feel like Congress did their job. That is our job. Our due diligence is to evaluate these bills, determine whether they're going to be good for the nation or not. And in doing so, reconciliation is a big part of what we do. We all know the shape the Treasury's in right now. We haven't seen financials in months and months and months. So of course, this bill needed to be analyzed. And I want to say again about how proud I am of our staff and also the controller and assistant controller for their participation to help us get to these final numbers. And it really has become a team effort, and that it's just, we're in critical times, which is always, I know we're always in critical times, but we are in critical times financially right now as far as our accountability and our accounting. And so just want to say that this, these are the things that we do and the things that we approach and how we approach them. And so, congrats to all of our people who participated in this. And
please make it work. Your phones.
Thank you, Speaker. That's all.
Thank you, Congresswoman Stabler. Could everyone please mute their phones, please?
Speaker, this is the clerk.
Yes, ma'am.
I believe the person that just entered, I believe that is the number that Congressman Tillman is calling from. Could you please check and identify that to be so?
Congressman Tillman? The 580 number?
Yes, he had called in earlier and was using that number.
Okay, Congressman Tillman, could you speak to us, please?
I muted that number when they called in because of the feedback. There we go. He's unmuted.
Congressman Tillman, are you there?
Can you hear me?
There we go. Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
You can hear me now?
Yes, sir. Okay. All right. Thank you. Okay. Thank you, Congresswoman Stabler. Congressman Potts, you have the floor.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. And to echo some of the comments, I will be voting in favor of this bill, but I have some reservations and some objections, but nothing that is worth the anxiety of telling an employee that they may not have a position to come to on Monday. But I can tell just from this, and one of my largest objections is the inclusion of the CARES Act funds in this appropriation bill. We're looking at an appropriation bill for 160 some odd million dollars, and we know that 45 million of it at least is CARES Act funds. These are funds that have already been spent, and here we are appropriating these dollars. And I've been told it's because we don't really know how much of the CARES Act funds we have left, so we just appropriate it all in this, and that way we're covered. I don't think that that's the best way to move forward. That raises some very serious concerns. And to illustrate this so that people can follow along, page 62 is $8 million for Bird Creek Farms, or harvest land. We've got a building out there that I certainly hope is paid for at this point, but we're just now appropriating these dollars. Page 63 is $2 million for the ranch. Page 64 is $10 million for the meat processing facility. Page 73 is $11.2 million for individual assistance. This is money that has been out the door for months now, and I don't know that we've seen a proper accounting for it. That's worrisome. But I will be voting in favor of this bill today. Because, like I've said, I can't imagine being in that position. So, I hope that we can do better in the future, and I hope that some of the oversight and accountability with regard to ARPA funds improves drastically in the coming months. Thank you, Madam Speaker.
Thank you, Congressman Potts. Anyone else? Okay, hearing none, Second Speaker Rebar, do you have the floor?
Okay, thank you, Speaker. Well, it was a tiresome experience getting this bill prepared, but that's what we're here for. And I don't mind coming in on a Saturday. It's not the fault of any of the employees or our constituents when we have to diligently work together, that's a good thing. And I'm a very big advocate of that. I really enjoyed working with Treasury this week. I feel like these numbers are accurate, and I feel that it's also necessary that we are a three-branch government, which includes having checks and balances. And I believe that this exercise, this financial exercise, it actually helps our people when we know that we're managing our funds properly. So again, thank you to Treasury and the Comptroller, who is new, Mr. Tyler McIntosh, his assistant comptroller, Ryan Armstrong. I want to thank Jordan Frazier, our budget analyst, and thank you to Trey Gill, our legal counsel. And I appreciate all the Congress members that were involved in helping us this week get to the point where we are today. And I look forward to working with everyone again. So thank you.
Thank you, Second Speaker. The question is, shall ONCA 2173 pass?
Congresswoman Rebard.
Yes.
Congresswoman Shaw.
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congressman Walker.
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse.
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Yes.
Congressman Keene.
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Yes.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congressman Potts.
Yes.
Speaker Pratt.
Yes. ONCA 2173 passes. There's an alternate effective date. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the alternate effective date say yes.
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 Yes. Yes.
Any opposed say no. The alternate effective date passes and ONCA 2173 is advanced to enrollment. We are now on ONCA 2182, an act to appropriate non-tribal funds to the judicial branch of the Osage Nation in the amount of $286,924 and to establish an alternate effective date. Second Speaker Rebard is a sponsor. How do you wish to proceed?
I'll close.
Okay, thank you. Is there anyone who would like to speak to ONCA 2182? Congresswoman Stabler, you have the floor.
Yes, thank you. This bill is in the same state that the last bill was. And so in talking about that, talking about appropriating past funds, and of course, under the law, they were eligible to be spent. That was the amendment that was made prior. And so now we're having to back up. And I agreed. I argued we spent days talking about this, that we would have a new start date and we didn't need to appropriate these back funds. But that was the opinion that came to us vocally, not in writing and vocally, but it came to us that they were sending those past funds and that they needed to be appropriated, I guess, for continuity or for some reason. So they've already been spent. That's true. All of the federal grant money has been spent. Not all of it, but all but the last couple of months. And so that's what we're facing with. And I felt good about the work that was done here, good about the final outcomes of it. I was one of the big proponents that said as soon as we passed that bill, the first session we went through with budgets did not work for me, did not give me a good idea of what we were appropriating in tribal funds against federal funds. So I feel good about what we've gone through with this and what we've been able to accomplish. That's all I have, Speaker.
Thank you, Congresswoman. I'd like to remind everyone to please mute your phones. We can hear a lot of movement and feedback in the chambers. Thank you. Anyone else? Is someone wanting to be recognized? Okay, please mute your phones if you're not wanting to be recognized to speak. And hearing no others, second speaker Rebard, you have the floor.
Thank you, Speaker. So again, this is the information that was provided came from the judicial branch, and those are the numbers that are reflected in this legislation. I do want to say, as most of you know, that a lot of our tribal or a lot of our federal programs have tribal supplements to them, and they have a lot of shared costs, particularly with salaries. And that is another reason why I'd like to see the full picture. As Congresswoman Stabler has mentioned, it's hard to get a full story when you're only getting half the money. So I appreciate, again, everybody that I had mentioned, and that's all I have at this time. Thank you, Speaker.
Okay, thank you, Second Speaker. The question is, shall ONCA 2182 pass?
Congresswoman Shaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congressman Walker?
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse?
Yes.
Congresswoman Good Fox?
Yes.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Clerk, he's saying yes. Can you hear him?
There we go. Congresswoman Rebard?
Yes.
Speaker Pratt?
Yes. ONCA 2182 passes. There is an alternate effective date. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the alternate effective date signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed, say no. The alternate effective date passes and ONCA 20, I cannot hear myself saying the A, I'm sorry. ONCA 2182 passes and is advanced to enrollment. We are now in motions and notices.
Speaker?
Yes, second speaker.
Thank you. The Appropriations Committee will meet on Monday at 10:30 a.m.
Okay, thank you. Just a reminder, I think, appreciate everybody's patience this morning working through the audio, and I believe I'm gonna say we have it now, so just a reminder, anyone we will be here in the chambers. Anything else? Then I would entertain a motion to adjourn until Monday at 10 a.m.
So moved.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded to adjourn until Monday at 10 a.m. All those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. We are adjourned. Thank you.